welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, this week, I did conclude a message I have been sharing on our relationship with the Holy Spirit, and one of the final points was that we should not grieve one another. As we grieve the members of the body of Christ, we actually grieve the Holy Spirit. And in the Lord's providence and in His timing, I got an email from a dear friend, Reverend Shirley Frisbee. We worked together for some length of time when she moved to Duck Valley. I was in Duck Valley 2008 through 10 and was involved in her really wonderful program called Native Turning Point, which is a Christian well-variety program for Native Americans. She herself is Cherokee. And we have maintained our relationship and friendship. In fact, I think it's been a couple years now. I actually went back and visited her, and some pastor friends of ours from Duck Valley actually visited us, and we did a reverse Trail of Tears prayer walk. At any rate, she shares a special edition of a newsletter, and I spoke with her just the other night. And she put a lot of good research into this. In fact, I'm going to do something I rarely do, and that is just share from another minister some of the concerns that the Lord has placed on her heart and some rather startling statistics. Beloved, as I have shared the importance of the body of Christ, it is maybe fractured, it may be weak, it may be such a far cry from what the Lord wants, yet He loves His body. And we need to do everything we can to build one another up, to reverence the corporate body of Christ. Now, I'm not speaking against those who are off into false doctrine. I mean, they've alienated themselves when they deny the virgin birth or the fact that there's salvation some other way outside of Jesus. They're in error. They're wrong. But I'm speaking of those that who do love the Lord, who confess Jesus as Savior and Lord, that we need to bear in patience and in long suffering with where they may be at, and to pray for one another. And in so doing, I'm going to just share some of the things that she found out. And she shared with me, and beloved, one of the things I want to say is there's such a growing burden in my heart to be in corporate prayer, in a setting of corporate prayer for the body of Christ, for our nation, and for world concerns. We're living in very evil times. Now, I know there'd be some ministries that say, well, you know, I don't watch the news, I don't have time for that. Well, beloved, if we relinquish our responsibility, we're to occupy till He comes. The prophetic word of God is going to be fulfilled. God has a plan, a purpose. He's in control, even though it looks like things are out of control. He is in control of the end time scenario. Yet, I believe God expects us to be praying together for our nation, for one another. And so, beloved, if I can encourage you in any way, of course you should have your own personal time of prayer, being with the Lord, but search out others who are like-minded, who have a heart, and we need to be praying for our nation. But anyway, in conversations I've had recently with Reverend Shirley, and she lives back in North Carolina, it's a Presbyterian pastor, but they have gotten together various churches, and they have a countywide prayer meeting that meets weekly, And she said, it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit is allowed to operate, and there's a freedom. And it's not just people praying their laundry lists. The Holy Spirit brings them on a subject, and they stay on that subject until the Holy Spirit's ready to move to another subject or area of concern or prayer need. And so she shares in this newsletter that I'm going to be sharing with you, portions of it, that she, a few weeks ago, was in that prayer meeting, and there was a pastor that gave some startling statistics about the decline of the church here in America. And the effect on her was, she was shocked and she was grieved. And so she did quite a bit of research and found the United States Census Bureau records, which are backed up by denominational reports and the Assemblies of God U.S. missions. And these are the things that she found, and I'm going to share with you. And it is startling. 4,000 new churches close each year, compared to just over 1,000 new churches starting. At the turn of the last century, in 1900, there was a ratio of 27 churches per 10,000 people, as compared to the close of this century, which is 2000, where we have 11 churches per 10,000 people. Just think of that. There's one-third less, or excuse me, two-thirds less, and only one-third of the numbers of churches that were there 100 years ago. Every year, 2.7 million church members fall into inactivity, and half of all the churches in the U.S. did not add any new members to their ranks in the last 2 years. And this translates into the awareness and realization that people are leaving the church. Listen to this. The United States now ranks third, following China and India, in the number of people who are not professing Christians. In other words, the U.S. is becoming an ever-increasing unreached people group. And of course, this is a really alarming situation. And she goes on to say, many reasons have been given for the decline in church membership. According to Gallup's study, The Unchurched American, almost every person interviewed said that they did not feel that they had any real significant spiritual experiences in church. 60% of the unchurched believe that, quote, I'm quoting now, most churches and synagogues have lost the real spiritual part of religion. And 50% agree that most churches and synagogues are not effective in helping people find meaning in life. And this is from onthewing.org, the website there. The problem is the watering down of the word and a weakening of the spiritual conviction required to generate the enthusiasm and energy needed to sustain a vigorous Christian communal life. And I would also add, personally, there's not an allowing of the Holy Spirit to really rule and have liberty in His church. Distancing oneself from the church can also happen, she goes on to say, because of childhood experiences, or perhaps a first-time visit to a church where one was shunned, belittled, or treated with contempt or disrespect, or just ignored. You know, it could be a one-time incident or a lifetime of abuse. Whatever the reason or the excuse, the result is a feeling of alienation. Some of you listening to me right now might feel that way. But church members, listen to this now, aren't the only ones who leave the church feeling alienated, abused, and neglected. 1,700 or more pastors leave the ministry each month. 90% of pastors report working between 55 to 75 hours per week, feeling they are inadequately trained and unprepared to cope with the ministry demands, and saying that the ministry was completely different than what they thought it would be before entering it. Beloved, That's what did the Lord say through his father-in-law when he was overworked, Moses, I mean, he could not carry on the work. 55, 75 hours, that's the importance of team ministry, of people coming to bat in leadership as well as the church body themselves to working in their callings and giftings and ministries. Another statistic, 80% believe pastoral ministry has negatively affected their families. 80% of spouses feel the pastor is overworked and they feel left out and unappreciated by church members. 70% of pastors feel grossly underpaid. They're lonely and don't have someone they consider a close friend. I know this is true. I mean, having been in ministry as long as I have, I've seen that. And that's especially true with men. It's not often that they are able to have a really good, close male relationship. She goes on in her article, they constantly fight depression and discouragement. They're so discouraged that they would leave the ministry if they could, but they have no other way of making a living. 50% of pastors feel unable to meet the demands of the job. 40% report serious conflict with a parishioner of at least once a month. Beloved, these are some very startling statistics I'm sharing with you. When a congregation or member belittles the pastor, not respecting him or her, they are positioning themselves to not have to hear what the pastor has to say, determining it irrelevant. Romans 8:33 says, "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns?" So, she goes on in her article, furthermore, some people claiming to be Christians for years have said that they're not subject to any man's or pastor's authority. And this is unbiblical and ungodly. Romans 13, 1, 2, and 4 says, everyone must submit him or herself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves, for he is God's servant to your good. So God has instituted a specific plan and pattern for how he expects the church to operate, and we'll look at that a little more closely tomorrow. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I'd like to invite you, if you have personal needs, just note down that contact information the announcer will give, and I would be privileged to stand with you in prayer as a partner in prayer. Thank you so much for joining me today, and tomorrow we'll look to meet at this same time. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.